you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The ABC is a good network.
Yeah.
They got programming. They got a thing called Battle the Network Stars that originated, I believe, in the 70s because we used to watch it.
And one of the network stars is Tom Arnold.
Tom.
He joins us now.
Tom, we're similar age as you, a couple years difference maybe. So we're watching the 70s. We watched this all the time in the 70s. This is cool they brought it back, huh?
Yeah. We liked it in the 70s because it was a great show. Because we get to see stars that acted in shows doing unusual, different things, competing against each other in short shorts, and they were big stars.
Right.
And now the show has me on it. So, you know,
but still.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say besides that.
That's right. There was a lot in the 70s. It was all the main stars because
the big ones.
Well, they also probably big needed stars. More. They probably got paid. Yeah, they went out there and got paid back in the day, right? Yeah. Okay.
Right. Well, we get paid, but I think you got to get used to it. Like it's got to become hip or something, and I think that each time more people will do it or whatever, and then some people realize, oh, people like that. It only takes one giant star to do something in Hollywood. Where everybody else would go, oh, it's okay.
Well, who's on name some stars besides you on this, Tom.
Well, George Clooney.
Okay.
No, he's not there.
No.
I thought you meant just name some stars. I'm trying to think who's all on here.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. I'll tell you exactly what happened. We wanted to talk to you because we love you and we love your work and we met you and you're a good, you're a funny guy. But we did turn down who we turned down, Puss?
Bronson Pinchot.
Pinchot.
And Dave Coulier. I've got a list.
But Dave's cool. We've talked to Dave.
Joey
Lawrence. Let me tell you something about Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize him at first, but then I did. And he is thicker than he used to be. His hair is darker. But he was a gamer for all the events.
All right.
And he was willing to try anything that I told him to. So I like people that are willing to try stuff. So
did you get hurt?
I'm going to give him two thumbs up.
Did you get hurt?
Yeah, what kind of athletic competitions did you go?
No, I got body slammed by Ronda Rousey. But that was an extra thing that she did when I was trying to hurt her. She dumped me. She did not have to dunk me because she was the coach of the other team, and Joey Lawrence missed me. They had a 40-foot-high dunk tank above this pool, which is insane, and he couldn't hit me, and she stuck her nose in there illegally and hit me and knocked me 40 foot into the pool.
Man.
And I thought, well, I'm going to swim to the side and pull her in so we're even. And I started pulling her in, and she pulled me straight up out of the pool.
Whoa.
Wet. And 230 pounds, and slammed me against the side of the pool, and that was a huge otter.
Man, so
I like it when women are super mean to me. So anyway,
obviously,
I said to DeMarcus Ware, who's our coach, who's a giant.
Marcus,
what are you going to do about that? He goes, "What can I do about that? I don't want her doing that to me." I go, "Oh my God."
I love that Ronda. I'm going to watch just for that, to see Ronda Rousey slam Tom Arnold.
Right? He's great.
All right.
Now, we're the first guys to bitch when we say a network's gone to the well one too many times. But
that's why I was afraid of. But, Jamie Foxx is hosting a game show this
summer.
Yeah,
he is.
Alec Baldwin is hosting one. I mean, they're coming back, and you see other networks doing it, and you wonder, what they do is they see other networks doing it, and it's successful. So every network has to do it, and you hope that you aren't on the show that's the one too many, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if they could get big stars to do it like they did when we were a kid and replicate that feeling that we had where we saw, fish out of water, Bruce Jenner competing against O.J. Simpson, maybe I'm using bad examples, people.
But we saw those too. We saw those too. We're your age, and we saw those too. But you're right. Maybe a bad example. All right.
Yeah, but you know, it was interesting back then, and maybe we could make it. This was a test run with me and Bronson Pinchot and Dave Coulier, and then maybe next week it'll be some super big people, and it'll be exciting. I was told Anthony Anderson was doing it, which is why I wanted to do it. Anthony.
Yeah.
We've done movies together. He's at ABC. He's one of their big stars.
Right.
You know, he and I are funny together in movies,
mm-hmm.
But I did not see him there. And I think it's once you win, you don't care. So it was a good experience, and it could be a really good show because the announcers are good. I
love that you're Tom Arnold with us, Battle Network Stars Thursday ABC. I love that you're plugging the next edition.
Yeah, because it's not like they're going to have me back ever. So, next week will be great. That Lisa Winchell did seem scared of me. I do remember that. Once I figured out that she was on Facts of Life or something, she seemed genuinely frightened.
Oh, I remember Lisa. She was the cute one on Facts of Life, I believe. Yeah, the hot one.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was genuinely cowering when I was because I'm very loud.
No.
Especially when I'm trying to fire the team up and tell them what to do because I wanted to win. And
yeah.
It came down to the tug of war, and I was basically because I won the college tug of war. In college, the Miller Lite sponsored a tug of war for the national for colleges, and the University of Iowa won that.
You won that?
So,
okay.
Were you the anchor?
You got to get really, really drunk. Second of all, our judge was Boog Powell, who was even drunker than us. And
right.
He was so drunk, he passed out before we started, so we really didn't have a judge. But
former Baltimore Oriole Boog Powell was the judge of the contest in the early 80s at the University of Iowa. I love that.
So they had to carry him out of there. But to me, that's like the best memory ever.
That is a great memory. That's a great memory. We all know Boog Powell. Well, if you're like old like us.
Yeah, if you're old.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow night, Battle Network Stars. Thursday night, Battle Network Stars. Tom Arnold, watch the next round. We'll watch this one. Thanks, Thomas. Yeah. Talk soon, brother.
Wet your whistle on this one, then get ready for the next one. It'll be great.
See you, Tom.
Appreciate your time.
God, that dude is so freaking funny,
man. He's truly
man.
Funny.
He's always been funny.
Now, the original one.
It was the 70s, and they were all stars of the shows that were happening then. They were hit shows at the time.
Here we go. I got the lineup for...
What was the year? What was the original one?
1976.
Perfect.
All right, the ABC team, Gabe Kaplan.
Right.
Cotton.
Welcome Back, Carter was a huge hit.
Linda Carter.
Wonder Woman.
Farrah Fawcett.
Charlie's Angels.
Richard Hatch.
That space one.
Battlestar Galactica,
right. Yeah.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard was still in Happy Days.
Penny Marshall.
Laverne and Shirley.
Your host was Howard Cosell at the time.
Yeah.
CBS. Telly Savalas.
Kojak.
Gary Berghoff.
MASH.
Mackenzie Phillips.
One Day at a Time.
Yep. Loretta Swit. Jimmy Walker.
MASH and Good Times. You know what? This is our wheelhouse.
Yep, it really is.
Back.
Oh, totally.
We were young enough to actually watch this,
NBC,
but old enough to know all these shows.
Captain Robert Conrad.
He was on...
Baba Black Sheep.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you, Craig.
I remember him from The Battery on the Shoulder.
That too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melissa Sue Anderson,
Little House on the Prairie, right.
Tim Matheson.
Animal House.
Yep. He was famous,
but Kevin Tighe from Emergency.
Emergency, remember him?
And Damond Wilson.
Sanford and Son.
Yep. Dummy.
Big Dummy.
Big Dummy,
yeah.
So
that was the first year, right?
Yeah, they had...
Tom is right. They were big stars at the time. I know we're
stars at the time.
So, Tom.
Yeah, and see, I'm looking at a list of all the celebrities they've got for this season.
Who is it?
Well,
Who, is Tom Arnold one of the most famous?
Well, it's... Yeah, but I mean,
because
I'm going
he actually
through...
still works in the business. That Lisa Winchell chick, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through and like you know, the one this week, it's TV sitcoms, and that's his team,
right?
Of Bronson Pinchot and him and Dave Coulier against TV kids. So it's Joey Lawrence, Nolan Gould, who's on Modern Family,
right? Yeah,
Luke, and then Kim Fields, Lisa Winchell, yeah. But then it's primetime soaps versus ABC stars. And there's...
You don't recognize your names?
There's like five names on each team, and I'm good for maybe two or three.
Got it.
Yeah. And if I recall the originals...
Well, Tom's right. He tells the truth. That's what I love about his phone calls.
He was very candid.
Yeah.
But didn't they, you know, do like swimming, diving, track?
Yes, track. They had track and everything, yeah.
Regular athletic competitions, nothing goofy. Yeah. I mean, they might have had the tug of war back then, too.
Yeah. That's funny. Boog Pal.
They did have the tug of war.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, see, or am I thinking of the old NFL stars?
Well, yeah, NFL versus. That was my favorite. The NFL Super Bowl champ would play the World Series champ in all kinds of events.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, and they would do the tug of war.
They did tug of war.
I don't know why, but I would watch that one.
Yeah, because we had three channels.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And now you can see Tom Arnold.